This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All righty, it is a feel-good Friday here on Boomer and Geo, brought to you by our friends at Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka sunshine in a can, and I'm sure.
Well, that's... Don't... That came from, all right, we got enough of it. I had enough of that.
Oh, my God, it's great. Good job, Al.
I stole that line from Earl Leggett. I've said he's told these stories before.
So who is Earl Leggett?
He was a defensive line coach for the Giants with Dan Reeves.
Uh-huh.
And one day, you know, he was just a country guy, you know, and he goes, Sims, what you need to be successful in the NFL, you got to have two guys in there that have, You got to be able to show a double feature on your butts. That's how what they got to be.
Tush hogs.
Oh, yeah, he called them tush hogs.
Right, yes.
Yeah, oh, my God, Earl was so funny. But I'll tell you what, he was a hell of a coach.
Oh, God, yes.
He's the one that told Howie Long, he coached with the Raiders. I think he told Howie Long, you know, go into acting when this is over.
Well, he was a pretty boy. Howie's a pretty boy.
Yeah, so, and Howie did, I forgot the movie he acted in.
That was... Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow. Good memory.
Yeah, thank you.
And after he did the movie, he goes, I'll never do another one.
Because it's monotonous.
It's so much work. You're out there, you know, for a long time.
Well, you did a bunch of movies, didn't you?
What movie would I have done?
Well, you did a lot of commercials.
Not really.
Yeah, you did.
I think, yeah.
Well, not until I got here. When I got here as the Jet quarterback, God. Then we unleashed the Phil Sims that we know today. I mean, you were so afraid of, you know, pissing off Parcells that you didn't want to do anything.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's no doubt about it. I see some of these things with players and all that, and I just can't imagine Bill Parcells just going, you know, just killing them. You know, his big line is, I never want a celebrity quarterback.
Yeah, well, you heard that's exactly what Aaron Glenn said.
Yes.
And, you know, he didn't want his quarterback on Pat McAfee every week. Didn't want his quarterback talking about other teams. He wants somebody that's trying to get his career straightened out, which I think Justin Fields is trying to do.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he dislocates his toe, and we don't know the full extent of the injury. Hopefully, it's not anything serious, and he'll only miss 2 to 4 weeks, maybe a little bit less than that. And hopefully surgery is not involved, because if it is, then that would be like more like a 10 to 12 week injury.
Yeah, I don't mean to get off topic here, but, you know, the one thing, and I understand that when Bill Parcells would say it, and it makes, of course, as I get older, it makes more and more sense. But look at Scottie Scheffler playing golf. Does he have any emblems on his shirt?
Just Nike.
Just Nike.
It was like Tiger. Tiger was the same way. It was just Nike because they spend so much money. And they say, look, we'll pay you enough money that you don't have to have every other thing on, like sponsorship on your shirt.
But, you know, you don't see him doing commercials. If he has, I haven't seen it. I mean, he's keeping it. I really think it is a big reason why he has continued success. His world is small, and he's keeping it that way. And he doesn't need to go out and do a commercial because he's making plenty of money playing those tournaments.
He is, and I'm sure getting enough money from his golf sponsor, his I think he plays Titleist, and the golf ball. I mean, he's making more than enough money. There's no problem there with him. You know, it's interesting because Jordan Spieth came out after the British Open and was talking about Scotty and why he's different than the rest of the players. And he wasn't talking down about Scotty. He was just saying, look, we do all these corporate events. He doesn't do any of those things.
No.
You know, he doesn't do any of these, you know, let's fly over to Abu Dhabi, each get $6 million and play like three rounds of golf. He doesn't want to do any of that. He wants to stay at home with his family. He seems like a homebody, wants to be down in where he lives, down in Texas. And he keeps it relatively simple.
Oh, he does.
Which also brings me to a point that you made earlier. And this is about when people are evaluating quarterbacks coming out of college.
Mm.
And things that are said about quarterbacks, either from their own coaching staff or from other coaches that have played against these kids, especially at the quarterback position, as to whether or not they truly love the game.
Yeah.
Well, and there is a player that I brought up to you, and I'll bring him up again. It's public. Yeah. It's all public knowledge. So Carson Beck was probably at this time last year considered a top 10 pick going into the 2024 college season, and he was the quarterback at Georgia. And it didn't go well.
No.
It didn't go well. There were things going on down there. He ended up transferring through the transfer portal and got a lot of money from Miami and decided to, let me go to Miami, let me make this money. And I'll wait until next year's draft, meaning the 2026 draft.
Right.
So what's the first thing that Carson Beck did down when he got the money from Miami?
Bought two Lamborghinis, I think, right?
I think he did, too.
Two of them.
Or, yeah, at least that's the story.
Yeah, it was two.
Why do you need two?
One for his girlfriend, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good thing, then, I guess. I guess.
But the point, I'm making a point.
I know.
The point is, were the Georgia coaches happy with him in the way that he went about his business as the leader of the team under the current set of expectations that are placed upon quarterbacks this day and age?
Well, first and foremost, he got hurt, so he wasn't going to be able to finish the season with Georgia. I know that. I admired Gary Danielson. I liked listening to him on the SEC games and every week on CBS. Because he knows he played in the NFL for a long time, and I'll never forget, I think he said Carson Beck could be the first pick of the draft. That's how talented he thought he was. And I don't think talent's an issue with him. And you're going to hear it this year, I'm sure, on TV. Well, he wasn't dedicated enough. He didn't love football as much as he should. I'm just guessing.
But that's a big part of the equation nowadays.
Well, it's huge. It's huge. A lot of teams, you know, they almost like, no matter what. Yeah, he's talented, but nope, we're not sure if he's really grounded or whatever to just, it's all about football. And not that that's going to be your life, but it's what you want to see from the quarterback. You love it. You can't live without it. You're willing to do whatever it takes in the work part to get it done, to make yourself better, to help your teammates, all those things. And I think the NFL right now judges guys more and more than ever before about what we just said.
Do you agree with me when I say this assessment? Look, we were dedicated. We had we didn't have nearly the amount of facilities that are there now for the players
to live
up to their expectations, nor did we make the money. I think your total contract was somewhere under $5 million for your entire career.
I don't know. I don't want to figure it out.
But I know that. But what I'm trying to point out is that things have changed now.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you're investing this kind of money in these yep. players, and the fans know that it's a quarterback-driven league. Ben Johnson, the new head coach of the Chicago Bears, said, hey, this is a quarterback-driven league. Everything that I'm doing here in Chicago is to unleash the best of Caleb Williams.
Right.
We are bringing people in, offensive linemen. We're drafting wide receivers and tight ends. He's got two great running backs already. They got Roma Dunze up there that they drafted with him. So this is a guy that has huge expectations. And the question that I would have for you in regards to him, well, my assessment was that I felt like Peyton Manning took it to another level.
Yeah.
I felt like that's where it all started. So Peyton Manning took the preparation, the dedication, making it tough on his own coaches. And I remember Frank Reich, my college roommate, started as a coach with a quarterback coach with Peyton Manning. And I said, "Oh, you got the easiest job in football." And he goes, "No, I got the hardest job.
Yes.
This guy's a pain in the ass."
Yes,
I mean,
is.
in a good way, not in a bad way, in a good way, because he was so dedicated and so demanding that I believe that every other coach, every other general manager, anybody coming up through the system that saw how Peyton went about his business, this is what they were looking for now.
Sure.
And then Tom Brady took it to an even bigger level or higher level of mental acuity and dedication to the sport, off the field, away from the field, you know, having his own, you know, strength and conditioning coach psychologically, everything that we never really were able to benefit from nowadays is the expectation from these coaches and teams.
Well, I think you said it all. I don't know what else to say there. Yes, it's really important that
I just want fans to understand, like, what the expectations are from these general. Look, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll drafted Jackson Dart.
Right.
There's something about Jackson Dart that they really liked.
Yes.
Whatever it is. And there was something about Shedeur Sanders that they didn't like. And maybe other teams didn't like either about Shedeur Sanders. But they finally got the quarterback that they drafted.
I think they like everything about Jackson Dart. You know, like I said, the always when you're looking at quarterbacks, first off, at least tell me something about the physical part up before we go into, well, he's just got it or whatever. No, and when you watch Jackson Dart, good size, mobility, good arm. Is it a top flight? Is it the Josh Allen and all that group of arm? No, it's not that, but it's plenty good. There's no doubt about that. And his personality is, it's interesting. I don't know him. I really never met him, said hi to him for 2 seconds, I think, 2 days ago. But it must be there because Brian Daboll, I don't know how many times they worked him out, but they were on it a lot. So they must have liked all the intangibles that they're looking for. Does he just love it? He can't wait to get in there every day and do work and all that kind of stuff. That's what they're looking for personality-wise with quarterbacks. Now, can that match up with the physical talent? Carson Beck, no matter how he plays this year, everything you kind of talked about is going to come back. And I don't know if he can recover to the level that a lot of people had him at. But he can go out there and have a really good year, lead his team at Miami, and show enough where he can get back on the radar big time with the NFL and see if it turns out to be what he really wants.
Is there a player in college? I know it's Arch Manning. We'll get to Arch Manning a little bit later. But is there a player or quarterback in college that nobody's talking about that is going to just shock everybody, kind of like Joe Burrow did when he went to LSU?
Yeah, Joe Burrow, hey, a good year, his junior year. But the offense was awful, the design. Then they changed the offense. And Joe Burrow's a superstar. Yes, I know he had great receivers.
Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase were.
I know, but he was laying it in there.
Yes, he was.
And it was all about him and those guys, and they got it done. So, yeah, there's a guy who played at Washington State, John Mateer. I think I got it right.
John Mateer, okay.
And I was like, I watched him. I go, I've never even really heard much about him. You know, when I told you the name, have you ever heard his name?
I had not heard about him at all, no.
Oh, all I can say is, man, he can throw it.
So he is now.
And he can move.
But he's at Oklahoma now?
He transferred to Oklahoma.
How much did they pay him?
Well, a lot, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
these kids going to transfer portal, I mean, I hate it.
$5 million, $6 million. It's big numbers for some of them. I don't know what he got. Now, only thing that worries me about him, at Washington State, he is a highlight show. Now, he's going to Oklahoma. Can they turn into an offense that really is going to show his skills off? That'll be interesting to see. I didn't look at Oklahoma these last couple of years thinking they really had an offense that's going to make you a star.
Yeah, once Lincoln Riley left, I mean, all of a sudden it seemed like that thing fell flat a little bit.
It did, and they definitely needed to go out and get a big-time quarterback, and they did that.
Wow, it's, you know, I've never heard of this kid.
Yeah.
So somebody to look for, I guess, at Oklahoma. We'll see what happens.
There's quite a few quarterbacks out there that'll catch your eye this year.
So in your estimation, it's just a guess, a speculation. Everybody, and I saw where Colin Coward came out and said, you know, Nick Saban and Arch Manning to the Cleveland Browns in next year's draft.
Yeah, I heard it. I was working and saw it. Now, you know what I thought?
What'd you think?
Makes sense.
What about if New Orleans has the number one pick? Does Arch Manning come out of Texas if, in fact, he has a good year at Texas, lives up to everything, and steps in his grandfather's footsteps?
Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe here soon. But, yeah, Arch Manning, if he has a good year, I believe he'll come out.
Really?
I do. I know. But
I hope. You know, like, I look at Jackson Dart, like we were talking about. I look at a lot of these other kids that are coming out of school now. They've been there for 4 or 5 years. Some kids have played for three different schools. And I know it stinks from the school standpoint, the transfer portal standpoint, and they're always looking for another job or another spot to go play and not really want to fight for their job where they are because maybe the kid there was a little bit better than they are, and they don't want to fight through the adversity of competition for that spot, which is what this is all turning into. But if Arch Manning comes out after, playing 15, 16 games, I can understand if they go to the national championship game, maybe then. But if he doesn't lead his team to the national championship game, and by the way, when are we going to start seeing players pulling the plug on, say, the final four games of the year if they realize their team is out of the playoff hunt in college so they don't get hurt?
Well, they only pull out maybe the last game or the bowl game.
They don't play
in
the bowl game. I know that. But when are we going to start seeing, though?
Oh, well, I don't know. I haven't even thought that deep into it. I would hope not. We won't see 4 or 5 games because that is going to be a knock against you to a degree. So you don't want to. Yeah, here's my John Mateer. 6'1", 224.
Got his notes out, boys.
Yeah, I had to look at it just to make sure. And I wrote down, legs reminds me of Jalen Hurts.
Oh.
You know, there gets rid of it quick.
Nice.
Doesn't miss routine throws. He's a machine.
He's got thick thighs.
And he can really throw extremely well on the run. So that's just a few things I wrote down about him.
So he has thick thighs.
I don't know, Boomer. Okay. But you're early on this thick thing.
Well, you're the one who brought it up.
Well, I don't know.
I forget this. You brought this up at a draft show that you, me, and Gio did. And you called him thick.
Well, yeah, he was Gio thick was sweaty. Thick.
He was thick. He was thick and sweaty.
I did. I remember slapping him on the back, going, "Damn!" I said, "What did I say?" I said, "Man, you're a
big some bitch.
You big," but he was sweaty.
Yeah, he was big. Yes, you're a big sweaty some bitch. Is what
it was hot doing that draft. Oh my gosh, we did the first round of that draft. Oh my, it was brutally hot wherever we were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Molski struck him out with 102.
Laser beam!
Ohtani! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All righty, it's a feel-good football Friday on Boomer and Geo here. Fill in for Geo today as Geo and Jerry are out playing golf, as I've been saying over and over this morning, just to make sure our new listeners may not know that. But we are brought to you by our at the Bill Ford Tough Studio here at WFAN and, of course, on CBS Sports Network. And it's update time with our boy, CeeLo.
Is this a charitable endeavor for the boys today, or they're just having a round of golf?
No, I think it's one of these influencing golf events that they ended up getting invited to and paid for.
Interesting.
They got invited? Like that. Wait, what'd you say? They're getting money? They get paid?
No, they're not getting paid.
Oh.
They had to pay to be in it.
Mm.
I think.
Wow.
Huh.
Mm.
Why would they want to do that?
I know. They paid for a day off, I guess. Right, Al? Is that what happened?
Yes, I heard yes. So
that was scuttlebutt. I don't know.
There was some scuttlebutt that they did pay to be in this tournament. I guess they didn't see that coming.
Okay.
Oh, it's a tournament.
Oh, yeah. Some sort of influencer tournament.
Yeah, they were invited specifically and then found out last minute. Oh, by the way.
Now, when you say last minute, you give me like
yesterday.
A time. Okay. Because it's interesting. Jerry and I were supposed to play golf yesterday after we did the show here, and he had to cancel. So I was wondering if maybe the cancellation had something to do with the fact that he's playing with Geo today.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Why didn't they just pull out? I guess they wanted to pay the money. Was it a lot of money?
I'm not sure. Does anybody know?
Wow.
I don't know what you golfers spend to golf. It's a lot of money to me.
For Al and I, it would be a lot of money. For you, it's in your sock drawer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
$450, I think, a person.
Oh, $450 a person? That's not bad. They're probably playing a nice golf course, and they're probably going to get food and drinks and probably get a cart, I would hope. I think things are probably going to work out well for them.
They better get a cart, or someone better be carrying their bags for $450. Oh, that's a big number.
I understand that, but I mean, it is golf, and it is a private club, I believe.
Then they better have a caddy or something, then, or if they're not getting a cart.
If they have a caddy, they're going to have to pay the caddy.
Yeah.
On top of what
it doesn't come with the $450.
All right. But I think it comes with breakfast. It comes with lunch.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like an outing.
Yeah. Okay. One of those things.
All right, good.
I don't think that they were. I think they thought that they were invited. I think.
It was on the arm, and it's not.
It was on the arm, and it wasn't.
All right. Well, hopefully they have themselves a nice day. All right. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. It's been very quiet for the Jets in Florham Park up until the Justin Fields situation yesterday, just as far as the noise coming out of camp, right? Or the off-season program, everything under Aaron Glenn. That's right. All by design under the rookie head coach. His words from yesterday.
I understand how this league is. And I understand how social media starts to take over and everybody starts to panic. And the one thing I would say is, listen, we have a number of men in that locker room that wants to win. And we have a number of men that's in the locker room that's learning how to win. And it's my job to make sure that I push that over the edge. That's my plan.
Look at him stalking on the
floor. Oh, my gosh. With
the whistle in his
mouth.
It is
really something.
He's got the gray little beard. Oh, he's got the whistle, and he's got a red Sharpie attached to the whistle string.
Mm-hmm. Ready to make those notes.
I'll tell you, man. Look at him.
I know.
It probably gives you the shakes when
like
you see
this. Like a lion.
This.
No, it make you tighten up a little bit, though. You know, and I guarantee you this.
Yes.
That he's preaching practice. We got to be great. And if you have a bad day at practice, he's going to tear them up the next morning.
That's why they give Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson their new contracts, because they're going to have to absorb some of that stuff. And, you know, he wants everybody to be a hell of a lot more competitive on the practice field.
Yeah. Well,
it makes the team tougher.
Sure does. You know, you practice hard, it's easier to play hard, you know. Yeah, and Bill Parcells never said much about games. And I hate to do this, but it's the way it is. Practice was everything every day. And if it was a bad practice, I had to hear it as soon as I walked through the doors the next morning. We better be better today. Sims, how many passes you complete? I'll tell you, not very many. And you just go, oh, my God. I
love it. That's the way Sam Weish was.
Yeah. I mean, you sit in meetings all day, and all you think about, man, I got to be good at practice today.
Yeah, in 1995, we had our first meeting with Richie Kotite, and he said, I don't give a damn about anything but 3.5 hours on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
He said that?
Yes.
Well, okay.
That, I was like, uh-oh.
Well, that says a lot.
Yeah.
Paints the picture, doesn't it?
Eyes open! Eyes open! Throw me the ball! Oh, God, Jesus.
I'm going to go home today, and when my son gets home from camp, I'm going to rewind to everything you just said, and I'm going to play for him.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Good.
This is everything,
man. Bring the intensity on the practice
field. I'm not a genius.
You know, it's interesting. I was watching a podcast. I forget who it was. It was a couple of ex-NBA basketball players, and they were talking about European basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Versus American basketball. Did you see this?
No, but I saw a little bit of it, heard it and all that, yeah.
And I guess they took like an all-star team of American young kids over to go play in Europe. And they came back with a 1-2 record.
Mm.
And it, not that the American players weren't great athletes. They all were great athletes. They were some of the best young basketball players we have in this country. But we teach basketball differently here than they do in Europe. And the NBA players were saying, these kids get taught practice. They practice 6 times a week and they play 1 game a week. Wow. Here in America, we play 6 games a week and we practice 1 day a week.
For basketball.
Yeah, yes. Something to be said. Yeah.
So they're taught teamwork. They're taught how to run plays and how to run plays off of each other.
Move the ball.
Yeah, physically they may not be as good as the American players, but they're taught differently and they're taught how to play the game together as opposed to individual.
Man. Cohesive unit.
Yes.
How many foreign players were drafted this past year in the NBA in the first round? You know?
I don't.
No? I'm just curious.
Just
Google it.
You generally get a decent number in the NBA draft. You see a pretty good, I'd say a handful of them. I don't have the exact number for you. If I had to throw out a guess, I don't know, 10?
10? Yeah, that sounds about right.
How about 10% or, not 10%, how about 30%? About 30% of the
draft?
Yeah,
I said 10, and you have, what, 30? I don't know how many NBA teams.
No, I'll Google
30
it.
Teams?
You so, do your update.
All right, we'll do that. We'll go to Giants camp. Here's head coach Brian Daboll on that Jackson Dart pick 6 from day 1 of camp and how he handled it and responded.
We're talking about practice here, so that's what those are for. He's going to make those mistakes. Everybody's going to make them. There's plenty of other mistakes that happened. And there's plenty of good things. So he did a good job coming back. You know, you don't want to throw picks, but that's why we're practicing.
That's similar to what Phil said earlier. It's going to happen, right? You got to make the throws out there, see what happens, to test some things out, try some things, and learn from it. Here's Daboll sounding a little like our guy Al Dukes. Always comes back to the offensive line. It's like, yeah, we get it. It's got to be better, so on and so forth.
We've talked about this ad nauseum each year. There's guys have to do different things. There'll be 5 starters, and then there's guys that have to be flexible. And, I mean, we had to think the most offensive line combinations in the league last year playing, so this is a time to practice it.
Would be nice to get a cohesive unit for the Giants.
Yes, it would be. And stay healthy.
Well, yeah, that's why they have so many combos, a lot of injuries.
I would just say since his first year, so this is his fifth year, right? Is it like
Daboll?
Yeah.
No.
Four.
Is it 4 already?
I think it's year 4.
Wow. Yeah, so jeez. Years 2 and 3, they have been besieged 4. By injury.
Mm-hmm.
It's been bad. And it's one of the reasons why they went to the playoffs that first year was because they were relatively healthy. By the way, it looks like 8 guys drafted in the first round of the NBA draft were international players.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. France had 3 of them. China, this Hanson Yang, this kid is unbelievable. I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff from the Summer League.
Summer League, right?
Amazing.
Watched a little.
You did?
Yep.
Attaboy.
How many of those foreign players did the Nets end up with all those picks of theirs? Didn't
they
have a couple?
I think they had 3, maybe.
All right. So that's a factor in the NBA every year. Let's go to Eagles camp. And speaking of offensive line play, here's Landon Dickerson, set the tone for a new year.
It's very simple, right? Every team has a 1-year expiration. 2024 Philadelphia Eagles were a great team. That team no longer exists.
We've heard that before. Can't take it away, as Parcells would say, but we're on to next season.
It's in the history books. There's guys still here. But that team is no longer together. It's 2025 Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, we accomplished nothing. We are 0-0, and we're here to work.
Let's go. Here to
who
work.
Who is this? That's
Landon Dickerson.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Jalen Hurts, too.
Mm-hmm.
He just won't put the ring on. Is that what it, he didn't put the ring on?
Even at the ceremony they had?
I thought he said something like, it's over. We're moving on.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I think they're out to prove this, or to make sure there's no letdown. Or it's, you know, because there's a letdown, it's going to be early in the season, of course.
You know, the great thing, what I loved about what they did is that they redid Saquon Barkley's contract.
Yeah.
There was no, there's no situation like Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. There's no situation like Micah Parsons down in Dallas.
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, Terry McLaurin, Shamar Stewart with the Bengals. Yeah, the Bengals. First round pick.
Yeah.
A little bit different.
You think?
They've always happened. Yeah, well, I know better than anybody.
Man.
But by the way, I mean, but I love what Howie Roseman did. He goes, this guy had a spectacular season for us, and we're going to reward him and give him more guaranteed money.
Yeah. I don't, you can't disagree. And yeah, I would think he might have been the most valuable player in their team last year. Well, he was. I mean, I know he got great help with the offensive line and all that, but he changed everything about it. Is it going to be a play action? Jalen Hurts get it was everything.
And the amazing thing, kind of like the Baltimore Ravens, when you have a quarterback that can throw and can run at the same time, and then you have a stud running back, whether it be Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley, think about how the running back benefits from having that quarterback.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even more so than just having like a Dan Marino or a Peyton Manning that never ran with the ball, or Phil Sims. You would actually have a dual threat running quarterback with one of these Hall of Fame bound running backs.
Yeah, when you got a quarterback that can move and run, yes, it's going to give the running back a certain number of plays in the game where they're playing the quarterback more than they are you, and that's when they take advantage of it.
James Cook with Josh Allen up in Buffalo.
Oh, I know.
And he wants a contract, too. He wants a contract extension. Why wouldn't they give it to him?
I don't know. It must be it's too much or whatever. I don't know their salary cap.
It's like, Buffalo should do like what? Because I thought he had a tremendous year.
I thought he was one of the most underrated players in the NFL last year. And man, can he and they never talked about how fast he is.
James Cook, right.
Yeah, I mean, just so. But I'm sure they'll work it out. I don't think he still has it. He's still looking for a contract.
I think he's still waiting
for a
contract. He's there. Yeah. He's holding in, as they say.
Yes. Yeah. Let me hit you with a couple of baseball things before I go. You got the Yankees and the Phillies tonight. I know.
That's fine. That's
Will
good.
Warren and Taiwan Walker, 6:25 pregame on the fan. So the Yanks are coming off that dreadful performance in Toronto. And your boy BT yesterday.
Uh-oh.
He went a little nuts.
Phil listens to BT all the time.
The intensity came out yesterday.
Last night was rock bottom for these bumbling, stumbling Yankees.
Oh, my gosh.
Rock bottom. The Yankees just suck. At so many important things. I know it, you know it, we know it, it ain't changing.
Everybody knows it, and specifically, he's talking about the defense, one guy that he can't see out there anymore as we head towards the trade deadline with moves to make for the Yankees to improve.
Dominguez can't play the outfield. I want to see him out there. This is the baseball version of rock bottom. And Cashman, you got to make three or four trades that pop.
Got to pop.
He said, pop
however many trades he makes, he's got to hit on all of them. If he makes four, he's got to go four for four. If he makes two, they better be two big ones, and they both are big time trades with big time results.
I will say this about Brandon: he is passion.
Oh man,
he is passion personified.
He can deliver the news. That's for sure.
He is a hardcore Jet fan too, as you know.
I didn't know that.
No. Oh, you didn't know that. Okay.
The unkillable.
We worked with him over at CBS for those years. But Eddie,
With Brandon too?
He was there when you weren't there yet. You were still doing games.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You see my ass under the bus.
He was with Adam Schein. Okay. And those guys, the other pregame.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you would actually do it from the road when you were calling games, didn't you?
Boomer, I don't know.
No, man.
I mean, come on. No, I do not think I did a hit for them.
Really?
On that show.
Until you came into the studio.
Well, yeah, then I had. Sorry. Yeah, yes.
Do you have the Brandon when Zach Wilson went down with an injury?
And four plays in, he's done.
Okay.
He's done. Do not tell me today that the season is over. Get up. Stop walking around work like a loser. Get your act together. We're playing until January. There is no way that I'm tapping out now. No chance. If you didn't kill us last night, we are unkillable. I have Zach's back. I'm not saying Super Bowl, but I am saying playoffs with Zach.
Playoffs?
And I think the season, in fact, might be over, BT. I had to break it to you.
Yeah, listen, that's fine.
All right.
Oh, so my God.
The Rodgers got hurt. Yeah, they go on and they win the game with Zach Wilson.
Right.
But everybody the next morning is miserable.
Oh, yeah.
And he comes in, and that is what you heard. That's the passion that he brings.
Wow.
Yes.
That was hardcore.
Yeah, I think we all know how the rest of the season went.
Yes.
Man, if I were Rob Saleh, I would have packaged that and I would have played it in front of the team.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of texting Beningo, he should have been texting BT. Might have had a different result.
I'm interested to see Rob Saleh on the sideline again with the San Francisco 49ers. Will he be as engaged with them like he was in his previous stint?
Oh, yeah, I think so, definitely.
Because we've only got to focus on one unit. That's
But I always would watch the Jet games. I just go, I wish he would show more emotion on the sideline.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be out of control. Just be more engaged. And I'm sure he was, but it never showed.
Getting the officials' faces every now and again.
That was the only time you'd see it, the officials. You didn't see it as much with the team.
Well, you know, it's okay. You can yell at a player as they walk off the field. I don't think there's a rule where it says you couldn't. And, you know, I think it's okay. Gosh.
But we got to look forward now. We're on to 2025. That was 2024.
Okay.
Aaron Glenn is here. It's a new year.
So I guess I'm saying this. We don't have to worry about that with the Jets because Aaron Glenn is going to lay the law down to a few people as they walk off the field.
You better.
100% will. Thanks, CeeLo. Yeah. Appreciate it. Okay. We'll be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with
102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tiny.
Inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All righty, man. Welcome to the Boomer and Geo show. And we are coming to you from the Built Ford Tough studio on CBS Sports Network, as well as WFAN and Odyssey. Ooh. And you can rewind the Odyssey app if you want to hear any of the discussions that Phil and I have had up for the last 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's flying by, isn't it, Biggs?
Yeah, the first couple breaks, I was like, oh my God, it's only 6:20?
Yeah.
This is going to be.
I mean, this is real work.
Well, let's don't get carried away.
No, it is. It's real work. It's,
well, you know what?
You got to get in. You can't have a bad day.
Yeah. You know, I'll say this about the whole thing, what you guys do. You're right. It is severe work. And I couldn't do it because I would sit up and watch every baseball game all the way to the end. I'd come in here and I'd be fought.
You know, have you ever listened to me and Gio?
Do we really get into all of that much?
No, you do a great job of just glossing over, but you still have to watch enough to know.
You got to know what's going on. Yeah, you got to know what the fans want.
Baseball, I can't watch baseball. I don't start watching it until like late June. You know, I kind of get into the Yankees and Mets and start watching it at night, flipping back and forth that they're both on.
Yeah.
But I can't.
If you can find them.
Well, that's true, too.
Whatever streaming service they're on.
Oh, my God.
And that's got to be tough for you. You know, I was telling these guys, because they were with us out there at Super Bowl 58. You remember that, right?
Sure.
And when we first got there, we were staying at the Wynn Hotel. And I know you guys were a little annoyed at that because you guys were over at the Virgin Hotel.
Yeah, Virgin Hotel.
Yeah, the Virgin.
I don't know what to say about it.
It needs an uplift.
When you have nothing good to say, say nothing. So there we go.
Right. So these guys, we actually moved over to the Virgin at the end of the weekend, right before the Super Bowl. So we were all there together.
Right.
And I remember one morning we had a meeting, and you came down like with a black eye.
Well, no, I didn't have a black eye.
What was wrong with you? You had something wrong with you.
Well, okay, you know what you're doing. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying.
They had glass, and when you went into the restroom, there was glass on half of it, and there was no door.
All right, so what happened?
Something like that.
In the hotel rooms.
Yes.
There was some sort of glass partition. There wasn't a hard wall. It was glass.
When
you were in the bathroom, you could see out into the room
and
out the window. The idea was a very lighted bathroom. Naturally through the window. But in the middle of the night, I think you got up to go to the bathroom or something, right?
Yes. And I was looking and I went face first into that glass. And all I remember was, I was like, wow, this thing could have broke.
That thing was thick.
I know, but I hit it hard. Because I was stumbling through the middle of the night and head first right into it. And I had some bad luck at that Virgin Hotel.
You did. What else
because
happened?
We went out there to shoot a promo.
Yeah.
And I get in there late because the plane's delayed and all that the night before we're going to shoot the promo the next day. I'm starving. There's no room. So there's a bag of chips in a room. I put it in my mouth to rip it open. And I pull out my teeth. And I'm not exaggerating. The next day. What do you call the pointy teeth?
It's like you got your
incisor.
Incisors,
yes,
thank you.
Incisors, yeah.
My incisors, and that, thank God, where is it? It was in a bag of chips. So we go to shoot the commercials. I tell them my tooth, can we do something? I was going to put
Some polygrip. You wanted something like that.
Anything. They don't give it, but I stick it in there, and it'd stay in for like a minute. And then it would fall out, and we'd be taking pictures. I go, where's my tooth? And you remember the first time we did it under the sign, Welcome to Las Vegas?
Yes, it was hot as hell, too, by the way.
I got back on. We all got on the bus, and I said, oh, my tooth, I lost it. And I went out and walked around on the road, and I found it.
He found his little...
That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's a speck on the ground. And, oh, my, there it is. And I must have I had to put it in, no exaggeration, 500 times over the next few days.
I've never seen Coach Cower laugh so hard in my life.
Oh, he had such a joy out of it. It was ridiculous.
He loved the fact that tooth kept falling. It was amazing.
Hell, I had one at the Fanatics a couple weeks ago.
You had one fall out again?
It was out.
Your dentist?
You
got to get this stuff fixed. Are you grinding your teeth at night?
No, I don't know, but... We got it fixed.
You did get it fixed.
But I had to do this a lot. I couldn't smile because I didn't want my tooth that was missing. So, well, whatever.
All right, let's go to Karen in the Bronx. Karen, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how excited I am. This has nothing to do with sports, but I'm just so happy to see you two together. I get so excited when you're on the show. Two of the most handsome men ever in football.
Oh, yeah.
And there you are together, side by side. No offense against Gio, but...
Wow. Your TV, is it blurry?
No.
Are you sure?
But you guys have such great banter, and it just makes me so happy when you're on together.
And that's why this is a feel-good football Friday.
Karen, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right. Well, thank you, Karen.
You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah. Whoa. Yes.
What's that about?
Once I did it with four women. Oh, stop it.
What was that like?
That's when that was for charity. So
you did you gave yourself
that's
up for
some
charity.
No,
all right, settle down there, Eddie. I would work out with them, and then we would go to lunch, and they they donated money to a charity.
Oh, that was lunch.
Yes,
there was a day drinking going on.
Well, the great thing was the four ladies, they had some mouths on them. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they could go. And they were talking. Then we went to lunch, and they ordered martinis.
Oh, now I'm like,
now they weren't driving.
Okay,
so but they were.
You were driving.
They were a lot of fun. They were a lot of fun.
Exactly. Let's go to Dan in Carteret. Dano, what's happening, brother?
There they are, the legendary New York Giants Super Bowl winning quarterback, the great Phil Sims, and a guy that fortunately got mistaken to be Phil Sims his whole career.
Thank you, Dan.
Wow.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey, I got a couple of football things to sling at you.
Sling. Go ahead.
Okay. One of them I had in my my back pocket since the NFL spring meetings, and it's so fitting because Phil is there today. Two quarterbacks. You guys, your asses were saved many times by offensive linemen throughout your career. Boomer, your ass saved more times than Phil because Phil was more fleet of foot. But what are your thoughts? I'm sure it's, you know, long overdue is what you'll say about the Protector of the Year award that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's a new award that they're coming out with to honor an offensive lineman as the best offensive lineman in the league. And
okay, that's great.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate all the nice things you said.
I like that, the Protector of the Year.
Yeah.
And I think the Super Bowl should have a defensive MVP. It's only fair. And it could have been this past year, too.
It could have been, yes.
But everybody, we're all so focused on just a couple guys, and it's always the quarterback, receiver, maybe a running back. And, you know, if you're an elite pass rusher, they focus, they might see you. But otherwise, it's always going to be an offensive award.
You know, it's interesting. You won a Super Bowl MVP. I won a league MVP. And I don't know how you felt about receiving the award. It's a huge honor. But because the game is so built on teamwork.
Yeah.
And so many things have got to go right in order to be able to win an award like that. Part of me was, I felt like embarrassed by it.
Yeah, I understand.
I remember receiving the award, and I said, this reflects my teammates and my coaching staff and everything that I've been benefiting from and allowing me to put up the numbers that I put up.
I understand. I'm going to say in the Super Bowl, which, you know, we won and I was the MVP, very fortunate, I probably only laid on the ground about two or three times in the whole game. I don't think I ever really I did not ever take a big hit in a game either, which is
really amazing because we all want to get hit early on,
yeah,
just to get kind of that out of the way.
You want it is amazing.
People don't realize that.
Throw it, get hit, complete it. It's the trifecta, baby. You know, it is true. Get hit. And it just kind of puts you in the mood, how to play the game, what it's going to be like.
Brian Daboll told me a story that when he was calling plays for Josh Allen up in Buffalo, that Josh would say, man, I got to get hit, call a run. And Brian Daboll, of course, would call a run, and that maniac would go running and jumping over people.
Yeah, he'd run. How about this? One time, I guess, did we tell this story? I tell so many stories, but they say, Josh, coach wants you on the phone because Daboll was up top. He gets on the phone and Brian Daboll goes, hey, you're doing okay, but at halftime, I'm going to just destroy you because nobody else is playing well. And Josh goes, yeah, big deal. Hangs up on him, doesn't care. They go in, and I guess Daboll went nuts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.